We've got breaking news. AOC files articles of impeachment.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
This is Logan Seculo. Will Haynes is joining me in studio right now. Later on, Tulsi Gabbard's going to be on the broadcast as well as CeCe Hiles. We got a packed show today. You want to get involved, give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. You maybe heard the tease, you maybe read the headlines. That's right. AOC has filed articles of impeachment on members of the Supreme Court, on the Supreme Court justices. I know a lot of you clicked over, go file impeachment. She wanted to impeach Biden. She wanted to impeach somehow Trump, even though he's not in office. Maybe they could do that for a third time. Who knows what they could do?
They did it once already.
Yeah, no,
he wasn't sitting
president. So why not? No, of course, this is to impeach two, I believe, right?
That's right.
Supreme Court justices. Why don't you give us a little update there, Will?
That's right. So the articles of impeachment she has filed are against, surprise, surprise, Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Samuel Alito.
Yes.
The first impeachment resolution for Justice Thomas is on three counts. One, failure to disclose financial income, gifts, reimbursements, property interests, etc. Count two, refusal to recuse from matters concerning his spouse's legal interest in cases before the court. And count three, refusal to recuse from matters involving his spouse's financial interest in cases before the court.
Yeah, apparently you're not allowed to have a wife who has her own mind.
Right.
If you're a liberal Democrat, I love that. I love when they always throw that in there about the spouses of these justices for both of them, which is just like, okay, so the spouses give up their freedom of speech. You know, how 1950s of you.
Right. Well, then there's only two counts against Justice Alito, and that's one, refusal to recuse from cases in which he had a personal bias or prejudice concerning a party in cases before the court, and two, another, failure to disclose financial income, gifts, reimbursements, etc. So she has filed these in the House of Representatives where impeachment articles are filed. And this happened last night, yesterday evening. So they are now there before the House.
I'll read you some of the statements. This is from AOC. The unchecked corruption crisis on the Supreme Court has now spiraled into a constitutional crisis threatening American democracy. Justice Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito's pattern of refusal to recuse from consequential matters for the court in which they hold widely documented financial and personal entanglements constitute a grave threat to the American rule of law, the integrity of democracy, and one of the clearest cases for the tool of impeachment was designed, for which the tool of impeachment was designed. Of course, we don't expect this to go very far. We're going to have Harry Hutchinson joining us coming up in the next segment. We can give you a breakdown of what that will actually look like. Now that articles have been filed, what does that mean? Do they have to act? Do they actually have to have these votes? We're going to break that down coming up in the next segment. But look, we know the Supreme Court is under attack. We've heard them call for packing the court. When they like a decision, of course, that gets backed off. But as soon as they don't like a decision, as soon as you find out there are people with their own independent minds thinking on the court, that, of course, becomes a problem. And they're trying to undo everything that conservatives and Christians have accomplished, even threatening again to throw out the Supreme Court justices, figure it out. They, you know, filing articles of impeachment. And our fight to defend this life and liberty is more important than ever. We've launched the Life and Liberty Drive. You heard me talk about it through this month of July. You're going to hear me keep talking about it. We are fighting back. I'm going to tell you how. We just helped win the major immunity case and another case against the deep state, the Supreme Court. And they are relentless, and they will not let up. Pro-life sidewalk counselors, you're going to hear a crazy pro-life story that broke this morning, a little bit later in the broadcast with CeCe. Pro-life sidewalk counselors who are saving lives outside of Planned Parenthood continue to face prosecution, and the Supreme Court just ordered a pro-abortion city to respond to our case. We've also just filed a critical brief at the Supreme Court to defund Planned Parenthood. These are just a few of the Supreme Court fights we are engaged in right now, and we need your support. It is tax-deductible, and you can have your gift doubled today at ACLJ.org during our Life and Liberty Drive. Life and Liberty Drive, help us keep us in this crucial fight. I do encourage you right now, if you're watching on either YouTube or Rumble or X or Facebook as well, do what you need to do, whether it's like or hit the thumbs up. You see that? And of course, if you're brand new, hit that subscribe button. It helps get it into more feeds as we start this. A lot of you are going to have questions about that AOC can file these articles of impeachment. I know it's not very common that you hear that about Supreme Court justices. If you have a question or comment, we're going to have Harry and CeCe on and Tulsi Gabbard. If you have a question for them, for some top legal experts like Harry and CeCe, give me a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome back to Seculo. If you are just joining us, Will, I think we need to give a brief background on what has just happened as AOC has filed articles of impeachment against Justice Alito and Justice Thomas. So is that kind of the basics? I know she put out a statement pretty much saying that she feels they are unfit, that they have not recused themselves when necessary.
That's right. So the two members of the court, Justice Thomas and Justice Alito, are who these articles of impeachment are against. There are three counts against Justice Thomas and two counts against Justice Alito. And a lot of people, you only think of impeachment really when it comes to the President of the United States. However, the Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution, which is the impeachment clause, says the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, we've talked a lot about impeachment, especially on this broadcast over the past years, especially during the Trump impeachment, the first one and the second one. And what you're seeing here now is an impeachment of Supreme Court justices, which are, or at least the articles being filed, right, of the Supreme Court justices, which judges and justices of the Supreme Court can be impeached. We talk about lifetime appointments. They are appointed for a lifetime, but they can be impeached like any other officer of the United States. And when you look at history, the only impeachment of a Supreme Court justice was Justice Samuel Chase in 1804. He was an associate justice, and he was impeached but then acquitted by the Senate, and he served on the court until his death. And then Abe Fortas in 1969, who was an LBJ appointee, was going to be impeached, but he resigned prior to impeachment to kind of avoid that. Sure. But then there have been 14 judges who have been impeached, federal judges impeached, and eight of those were convicted by the Senate. So actually eight judges have been removed from their position because of impeachment.
So if the tide turns, you know, you never know what can happen. Let's hear from AOC specifically. Let's hear this bite. And then, Harry, I want to get your feedback of this and get people understanding of really what the next steps are for this. Or is this just a political show? But let's hear from AOC.
Corruption without consequence infects all it touches. And that is why this body, Congress, has a constitutional and moral obligation to hold these justices accountable, to maintain the integrity of our courts, and to uphold the standards of the judiciary and our institutions.
All right, so that was from AOC. Harry, when you hear that, when you see the breaking news from this morning that AOC last night filed his articles of impeachment on Justice Thomas and Justice Alito, I know a lot of people get concerned. They've seen what impeachment can do. Even if it doesn't remove someone from office, it at least can start a process that's very uncomfortable, unpleasant, not just for the justice, but for the American people, if you will. What is the actual process here, and what likely will happen?
Number one, this motion by AOC is likely to go nowhere. Number two, what will likely happen is either Congress will fail to take it up or Congress will simply table AOC's motion. Number three, AOC has suggested corruption without consequences infects the government. I think she's absolutely correct, but her target is misplaced. She should look at corruption within the Biden administration. There's plenty of corruption there. And fourth, I think AOC is largely motivated by the Supreme Court's immunity decision last sure. week involving Donald Trump. But the immunity decision rests on the constitutional separation of powers between the executive branch, Congress, and the judiciary, and her motion does nothing to address the Constitution.
At the end of the day, we also know that impeachment is a political process, that it is sort of vague when it gets to the conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. What that means, there are volumes in law review publications on what that phrase in and of itself means. But the one concern that I have here is that while this isn't likely to go anywhere right now because the Republicans hold the majority, it's a signal of what the tactics the left will take to try to debase the Supreme Court, to try to remake the Supreme Court in their image, or to try to pack the Supreme Court with justices that they see favorable to them. And the Republicans currently only have about a 4-seat majority in the House of Representatives. So just a very small shift in the makeup of that body, and you could be seeing this actually proceeding to some sort of vote and maybe even some sort of investigation and being referred over to the Senate. We're not that far away as far as the makeup of the parties from that happening.
I think that's precisely correct, although I would also point out that more likely than not, the Republicans will take control of the United States Senate in the upcoming election. But you are precisely correct with respect to the House of Representatives and the current composition. And number two, I think you are pointing to something that is deadly to democracy in the long run, and that is the willingness of Democrats to politicize virtually anything. So keep in mind that among the charges that AOC has brought against Alito and Thomas has to do with the work of Alito and Thomas's wives as independent citizens. In other words, they are not entitled to have a particular opinion. And I think, as Logan correctly points out earlier, they are not allowed to exercise their free speech rights. And if you think about it, the Democrats want to go back to an age in which the husband completely controls the speech rights of his wife. I thought the Democrats were in favor of progress,
of course,
but apparently not when it gets in the way of their political agenda.
Yeah, just an assumption. Look, I'm sure a lot of you are watching right now. Does your spouse 100% agree with you on your political leanings? I have a lot of friends that let's just say there's a lot of house divideds going on right now, specifically
and you're not
with this
college football.
I'm not. Well, maybe both, but yes, I'm talking specifically about politics. They can obviously get along in their personal life. They can, and I'm not saying, by the way, that Justice Alito and Justice Thomas's wife, that there's any sort of divide there politically. It doesn't really seem that way. But this idea that you are now responsible for your spouse's political point of view is really un-American.
Right.
And the fact that you could now say, oh, they have to recuse themselves because their wives, you know, they went rogue. Their wives hung a flag up. Their wives made a statement, had dinner with somebody. It really is absurd. It really is disappointing when it comes to Democrats, because you're right. If you want, it's all just a show. And it's this pretend progress. It's this pretend tolerance. And I hate that, because if you at least are going to be progressive, at least actually live up to the ideals you claim. Don't just start throwing people around because you don't like someone's political view. And that's all this is. They don't like that they're on the court. I mean, Justice Thomas has been on the court now, what, close to 40 years? I mean, it's got to be at this point, what, the late 80s, early 90s, something around there. So he's been on the court for a very long time. Justice Alito, longer than you think. When you think about it, you think of him as kind of one of the new guys, and you look at it, Justice Alito's been on the court for, what, 20 years-ish, right, probably?
Since the early 2000s.
Right. Yeah. So these are not people who are unfamiliar with the Supreme Court. These are not brand new justices. But when this happens, we do need to keep our eyes open, because you're right. Political parties shift. Things happen very rarely. But you said in 1805, and then later on in the late 60s, even if they weren't thrown out, they were essentially pressured to because of threats of impeachment.
And that's the problem, is that when you cheapen impeachment, it becomes a tool you'll use against anyone you disagree with. Yeah. That holds some sort
just
of
for
officer.
Votes. Right. It's just for votes. It's just so people see that she did something, and now she can go, look, I'm the one who filed articles of impeachment, knowing good and well it's going nowhere.
And this is on the tails of the egregious media campaign that has been waged against both Justice Thomas and Justice Alito. You have to hand it to Justice Thomas, who his entire career, he has been pressured and attacked baselessly, and from the left, who you would think would be proud to have another minority on the court. But instead, they turn their vitriol against him because he doesn't toe their line of their political progressivism.
I think that's precisely correct. And so Justice Thomas is seen as particularly offensive because he's an independent conservative who is also a member of a minority group. And so I think at the end of the day, this exposes the left's hypocrisy. And I think, unfortunately, the left's hypocrisy will continue to be demonstrated right before the American people's eyes.
Absolutely. Thank you, Harry. Calls right now, 1-800-684-3110. If you have a question or comment related to this, we've got 5 lines open. We haven't really pushed calls. Go ahead and do that. We are in the middle of our Life and Liberty Drive. Tulsi Gabbard's going to be joining us next. So now we're going to have her point of view on what's going on in, of course, the Biden campaign. We're going to have a lot of fun talking to her. That'll be in the next segment. Later in the broadcast, we'll have Cece Heil joining us to talk about a new attack on pro-lifers, of course, calling them what? Terrorists. That's right. You heard me right. And from a very interesting source, one that may be taxpayer supported. Give us a call right now, 1-800-684-3110. Support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org. Back in just a minute.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you. Life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation. They're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to ACLJ.org Alito.com/champion.
Welcome back to Seculo. Again, Will Haynes in studio with me, and now we're joined by Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi, I wanted to kick this off. Obviously, the Biden campaign is in turmoil, and it seems like maybe, you know, if you want to start pointing at sources, you know, one person left the Democratic Party earlier this year, and it seems like chaos broke out after that. So maybe there was one person that was holding it all together, and she's joining us now. Tulsi, I wanted to get your opinion on this. Not obviously that part, but just when you see the reports, you have the George Clooney's pulling out, you have the money drying up. This has obviously got to be a big pain point for the Biden administration right now. They really want to push him out.
They do. And I think the thing that people should be paying attention to, and that's very revealing, is number one, they don't care about Joe Biden. They don't care about, you know, who as president could best serve the American people. They don't care about the Constitution. Really, what this is all about is their power, which is why when you listen to what the DNC chair has just said, hey, guys, stop talking about Joe Biden. We need to focus on defeating Trump. You hear what Bill Maher says. He would vote for Joe Biden in his brain in a jar over anyone else. You hear what Whoopi Goldberg says. She doesn't care if he can put together a coherent sentence or not. They don't actually care about having a president that's capable and qualified to serve as commander-in-chief. It's about defeating Trump and only defeating Trump at all costs, because Trump is the greatest threat to their power. All of them, whether it's in the media, the Democrat elite, big tech, all of these guys, they see Trump as the greatest threat to their power because he doesn't bend the knee to them and to the establishment. And that's why they're doing all they can to get rid of him, and why they're not willing to say what is so obvious, which is Joe Biden is unqualified and incapable of being president, and Kamala Harris is just as unqualified and incapable of being president and commander-in-chief, and would be very dangerous in that position.
Tulsi, we see the push on Capitol Hill from many Democrats that are now openly saying that President Biden should drop out of the race, but it's now being reported today that a lot of the donor money is drying up. The president has raised a lot of money already, hundreds of millions of dollars. I think it was even $127 million in the last month prior to the debate. Is that enough, if it were to all dry up, to sustain him all the way to November? Or do you think that's the pain point that could really make a difference on where his mind goes?
I think it could really make a difference. We were just shy of 4 months before Election Day. President Trump outraised Joe Biden. I think it was in this last month or this last, I believe it was this last month. And so, you know, you're not able to get your message across to voters. I know this firsthand from when I ran for president in 2020. You can do a lot and make every dollar stretch as far as you can. But in my experience, ultimately, when you're battling against the mainstream propaganda media, you're battling against big tech. And in this case, Joe Biden appears, if he decides to stay in the race against the support of people in his own party, he would be battling both his own party as well as President Trump and his campaign and the Republican Party. So, yeah, I think it becomes very difficult to stay in the race. However, he has the bully pulpit of the presidency and the White House, and that should not be underestimated. We should not put past the possibility. He has the levers of power of the government at his fingertips. He has shown he's not afraid to use it. And I don't think we should be surprised if at some point President Biden and his administration decided to do something as egregious and horrific as start a new war or escalate any one of the bubbling conflicts and tensions that we are seeing and turning it into a war in order to try to use this as a rallying cry for the country to come together and stand behind the country's flag that's waving over the White House today.
It does feel that way. It feels like the pressure is mounting in a way, and you brought up the war situation. I'm going to bring that up with you anyway, because it does feel that we are headed towards that direction. And you're right, when it starts being used for political gain, that's why a lot of our callers call in and go, Logan, you got to, you know, quit talking about how Joe Biden can't do this, because, you know, Donald Trump, he can beat Joe Biden. He may not be able to beat someone else. The real problem here is, though, you don't want someone with this amount of power. I mean, you could say that whatever, we're a few months away from the election. You don't want someone with this amount of power to have this kind of control and be able to control things like our military, even if you disagree with someone completely, even if you are a hard right extremist and you hate the hard left, you don't want that person to be a terrible leader because your country is at stake in your life.
Quite literally. And this is not some exaggeration or some unrealistic picture that you're painting here. It is a very realistic possibility that we have to be cognizant of. We look to, for example, and Joe Biden mentioned this in his speech at NATO this week, how, you know, Ukraine is a free country. Ukraine will remain a free country. Russia will be defeated. We will continue to stand with Ukraine and fund them and so on and so on. When he talks about defending democracy and Ukraine is defending democracy in the world, when he talks about Ukraine being a free country, we have to look at how he uses those words and what he views as a free country and a democracy. As you know well, and I think your listeners know at this point, under Zelensky, Ukraine, they have canceled presidential elections. They have eliminated, prohibited, banned, and imprisoned all of his political opponents and their parties. They have taken control over the media and consolidated it all under the government's control. So there's no freedom of the press. And they've banned the second largest church in Ukraine. So for President Biden to point to Ukraine as a free country, there are a lot of people within Ukraine and us who would beg to differ and are concerned that if this is his definition of freedom and democracy, we again should not be surprised if President Biden and those pulling the strings and making decisions behind the curtain would have the audacity to start a war, to put us in a state of emergency, and even to cancel an election for the sake of national security and protecting our democracy. This would have sounded like an extreme thing for us to talk about even a year ago or 2 years ago. But when we look at what's happening now, we have to consider that these people are so power hungry, they are willing to do anything to defeat Trump and stay in power.
Tulsi, one last question for you. You had the privilege of being vice chair of the DNC, probably what feels like a lifetime ago for you. But there's a lot of talk about the Biden campaign calling delegates to check on their loyalty. And there's a lot of chatter about whether it be a contested convention or some sort of maneuver that's pulled if the powers that be feel like they need to get Biden out. How complicated would that be? Of a process? Is it feasible or what are we looking at with that?
Here's what I know, both from my time as vice chair of the DNC and also when you look at what happened when Bernie ran against Hillary Clinton in that Democratic primary, regardless of what the rules are, they will do whatever it takes to get the outcome that they want. So yes, it can be done. And if that's the decision of the Democrat elite to do some shuffling and make some changes, they absolutely will get it done.
Thank you, Tulsi, for joining us. As always, we always appreciate your insights and your thoughts. And we encourage everyone right now who is watching. One, we're headed to second half hour. So if you lose us on your local station, if you're listening over the air radio, join us live right now, broadcasting on all our favorite social media platforms, on Rumble, on YouTube. You can find us there on ACLJ.org. You can click over and watch wherever we're broadcasting. We'll also be taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Got a couple lines open. Perfect time to call in. Again, we are in the middle of our Life and Liberty Drive. Can we leave it? We're already halfway through almost the month of July. I looked at the dates to see where I am. It's pretty crazy. We are almost halfway through the month of July, and that means we are halfway to our goal here in our Life and Liberty Drive. So I encourage you right now, if you like this show, if you like what we do here, if you like the organization and the work that we do legally, you're going to hear some amazing stuff coming up. Scan that QR code or go to ACLJ.org. Second half hour starts in just under a minute.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and Liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever, this is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome back to Seculo. We are going to take your calls and comments coming up, as well as restating what's going on, and that is that AOC, one of your favorites, has filed articles of impeachment on Justice Alito, Justice Thomas, saying how dare they not recuse themselves when they have their own opinions? How dare their wives have opinions that are maybe different than theirs or maybe the same as theirs, but doesn't matter. They don't have free speech like everybody else. This is where we're at in society. It's ridiculous. Give us a call, though, at 1-800-684-3110. You're also going to hear in the next segment, CeCe Hiles is going to be joining us. There is a wild claim happening right now coming out of our military that if you are a pro-lifer, you need to stay tuned for this. Or honestly, even if you're not a pro-lifer, if you just care about freedom of speech, to have a different point of view. Because what leaked this morning is going to blow your mind. The fact that this is what's happening. Give us a call. I'm going to take a phone call early on. Let's go ahead and do this. Let's go to Daryl, who's calling in Texas on line one. Daryl, welcome.
Hey, how we doing there? My feelings on the whole thing is, like, as a black conservative, first of all, thank God I'm in Texas. But even here, I still get a lot of heat. So the heat that Clarence Thomas gets for being a black man that has the views that he has, to me, is hypocritical of what they push on the left. On the left, they push, oh, well, black people are ostracized from society, and they're not respected in society, and the white man has their foot on the black man's neck. But when you have a guy like him who's in a high position of power, very respected position, all of a sudden all that goes out the window. It doesn't matter anymore as a black man in high position because he's not uttering their talking points. So now it don't matter. All the stuff they push for doesn't matter because he's not saying what they want to hear. And so I go through that personally through my entire life. I've always had conservative views before I knew what being conservative meant. And so, unfortunately, I still get ridiculed because of how I chose to vote, my views on abortion, my views on all these hot topics. Yeah. And all of a sudden, people think I'm piggybacking on people like Thomas. No, I've always been this way. Yeah. I've seen things this way for as long as I can remember. But because I am not influenced one way or another, but because this is who I am, I'm a sellout.
Yeah, Daryl, you know? I think that is feedback we hear all the time from our listeners. It's sad. It's sad that the liberals actually go out there saying they are for acceptance, for tolerance, and for peace. And really what we know is if you don't line up with their values, then all of a sudden they turn on you and they become the racist. We've seen it with Justice Thomas. We've seen it with Tim Scott. We've seen it, I'm sure you now, Daryl, you claim you see it in your own life. And again, it's not people in your own community. A lot of times, of course, it is people like AOC who decide, yes, you no longer get to identify with whoever you were born because your political opinion or your religious beliefs interfere with what they want you to believe. We've seen it with the Hispanic community right now, where they are expected to vote Democrat. The black community expected to vote Democrat. The Jewish community expected to vote Democrat. But of course, when they turn on Israel, when they turn on the standard fundamental beliefs, a lot of family values that come from these communities, of course, then they just are going to label you as a turncoat. And Daryl, it's really sad. I hate it. I really do. It's just like them saying, how dare your wives have points of view? I hate that. Most people's spouses don't line up with them 100% on all the issues in life, in parenting, and in politics. That's just how it goes, okay? You're dealing with two individual brains. That is what's going to happen. So even if they did, though, even let's say they're in full lockstep, doesn't mean they lose their power to their freedom of speech. I find it ridiculous, absurd, and offensive, frankly. And I hope you do as well, for those who are listening right now. I hope you find it offensive as well. And that's where we got to stand up. We got to do the right thing. And you can support our work here. And you're going to hear about some of our work coming up in the next segment. I really think this is, we're going to get really engaged in this next one. Because it's, again, another time where just Christians and conservatives, and this one I'd say primarily Christians, pro-life advocates, are just being labeled the worst of the worst. And it's coming out of our own, you know, it's being presented to our military. You're going to hear about that coming up in the next segment. CeCe Hiles is going to be joining us. And then towards the end of the show, I'm going to take as many calls as I possibly can. So get in line right now. We got one line open. Those will open up, though. 1-800-684-3110. Be kind to our phone screener. Let them know if you're an ACLJ champion, because champions, I always usually put them up front. But go to ACLJ.org, support the Life and Liberty Drive, because right now it is a matching challenge. People can get involved if all your donations are doubled. That's right. All donations are doubled right now. Support our work and our fights at the Supreme Court right now.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to aclj.org/champion.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome back. CeCe Heil is joining us in studio, senior counsel for the ACLJ. I did want to give you a brief background of what's happening. Obviously, our fight against the hardcore left, who are saying that they really are labeling pro-lifers, as they always have, as people of concern. And it went a step further. And again, people who are pro-life, people that work for pro-life pregnancy centers, people who support organizations that are fighting the good fight to save babies. That's what's happening right now. Of course, we're always there for them. We're always supporting them. There's ways we're going to get involved in this. But this broke this morning. Well, this is a tweet that went out, or an X post, if you will, however you still want to say it. That was pretty wild to look at. Now, these are claims right now.
Right.
We are still waiting the confirmation that these are 100% accurate, but everything would lead you to believe that it is.
That's right. So this came from an independent journalist on Twitter that fights for members of our armed services, is his kind of cause of action that he takes. But he posted, and we can put it up on the screen, it's an image from some sort of briefing at Fort Liberty, which used to be Fort Bragg in North Carolina. And this was an anti-terrorism briefing. And if you could go ahead and put that up on the screen for me.
We don't have it right now.
All right.
We'll have it.
We will.
Just the image, the screenshot.
But what we have is basically a slideshow, a presentation. At the top, it says terrorist groups. And so they're obviously going through a anti-terrorism briefing. And before this slide, it was about ISIS, about Middle Eastern terror. And this one is anti-abortion. And they put in parentheses, Right to Life and Operation Rescue. And around it are the symbols of Operation Rescue, the National Right to Life, and the New York license plate you can purchase that says Choose Life.
Yeah, you've seen those in most states, the little Choose Life license plate. Again, Will said Operation Rescue. And then National Right to Life. And under the big giant heading, terrorist groups. And again, this is being presented at Fort Liberty, formerly Fort Bragg. That is what's happening to pro-lifers right now. Let me know when we have that image so we can put it on there. And I think, Will, that this is insane. But CeCe, there are ways that the ACLJ can get involved, because when this happens, when pro-life citizens are under attack, and specifically are being labeled terrorists, and we're not talking about they put up, here's some references to, be some egregious acts that maybe pro-lifers have done in the past. No, they're just throwing in their National Right to Life. And my favorite one is that license plate. Right. Because your dad had that license plate.
Still does.
I remember him having it. So, I mean, that's a
not
very...
from New York, just to...
No, just clarify. But he had it in Florida, had it in Kentucky. A very common license plate you see all around, little smiling children's faces, a big national initiative. And, of course, just having that license plate now means you're a terrorist.
Right. And it doesn't have to be one of those organizations. That list also just basically mentions if you're pro-life or if you oppose Roe v. Wade, you fall into this group as well. So really, it is anybody, anyone who has a pro-life stance falls under, again, a terrorist group in a presentation that's been being made allegedly, and, you know, we think it will be clarified.
It appears to be real. That's right. We do have to confirm.
That the DOD is doing this. And what is crazy is, and we all discussed this here this morning when we saw it, sadly, we're not shocked. The first thing, yes, we have it up on the screen now.
If you're watching right now, you are seeing this image. This is a picture that someone took in the audience of this presentation at Fort Liberty, where you see it clearly says terrorist groups and then lists Operation Rescue, National Right to Life, and again, that license plate. And of course, it tells you all the things that they do, including, you know, demonstrations and protests, mass demonstrations, or two back-to-back. You know, there's a lot of those things, picketing, all of these, you know, that's what terrorists do.
Sidewalk counseling.
A bunch of terrorists are sidewalk counselors, work at a crisis pregnancy center, have license plates.
Right.
These are all the true tactics of a terrorist group.
Right. And so, and again, we weren't necessarily shocked. It is shocking.
It's pretty shocking.
But yet it's believable. Like, yes. Instead of us going, oh, this is completely fake. Yeah. It can't be real. Our first reaction is, oh my gosh, yes, it is real. And look at what they're doing, because we have seen this time and time again from the time that Biden stepped into office, that he has been targeting pro-life conservative groups, from requiring reports to be made through the FBI and now the Department of Defense. And what we are going to be doing and are doing right now at the ACLJ is we have put together a FOIA request because we want to know more about what is going on.
Explain what that is. People don't know FOIA.
Freedom of Information Act is a FOIA. And we have the right to request when government actions happen, that citizens have a right to request them to be open about it.
And documents, so, anything related to it.
That's right, documents related to it. So we are putting together a FOIA request right now to find out the background of who's putting this on, who is the person who sanctioned it, was this in fact done, what were the slides, and so that's what we're asking for, so that we can have the full picture of what's going on in our DOD.
Yeah, and you have to push, and you have to put time. A lot of people are also saying that they saw the Roe v. Wade, which I know you brought up.
I did.
Misspelled.
Right.
They misspelled Roe. Pretty funny, but it's really not. I mean, Will sent it to me this morning. This is a lot of what the ACLJ, if you want to look at the bread and butter core work the ACLJ has been doing for 35 plus years or so, this is it.
Yes.
This is it. I mean, these are organizations we've represented on numerous occasions, of course, being labeled terrorists, like Operation Rescue. We're right. One of the original Operation Rescue groups. National Right to Life. We got a lot of people involved, including friends and family of the ACLJ that work for or with the National Right to Life. And, of course, even just those license plates. I mean, I love they throw in the license plate, because it just feels like the only people I've ever met that have those license plates are the sweetest, kindest,
the
most peaceful.
From a terrorist you'd meet.
Yes. Grandmotherly. Motherly, fatherly for yours, grandfatherly. These are people who genuinely care and are being sweet about their fight for babies.
Right.
And they do believe that it is wrong. These aren't the activists who are necessarily going there and are being aggressive and mean. But this is the core work of the ACLJ. This is what we do. And the FOIA request will not be the end of this unless we get some results. And look, a lot of times with these FOIA requests, these Freedom of Information Act requests, they take time.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's the federal government. It takes a lot of work, a lot of hours from our legal team.
Yes.
It's not something that happens overnight. Hopefully, we can put enough pressure on them to where they have to even make that statement earlier.
Well, and here's another thing to point out on this image is that there's two symbols at the top of the slide. So probably those were carried throughout the deck. And one is for the U.S. Army Installation Management Command, which is the group within the Army that manages the individual bases, so kind of the way of life and the operations and logistics on the bases, as well as the Directorate for Emergency Services on Fort Liberty, so specifically their emergency response team. So that raises more questions of who were they training with this, and why were they training them about pro-life groups? Are they concerned that there's going to be a terrorist attack that's motivated by pro-life Americans on Fort Liberty in North Carolina? Yes. But also, they point out that the work, the advocacy of these groups is sidewalk counseling and crisis pregnancy centers, which, as you mentioned just a moment ago, we do a lot of work for. we currently have a case that is, we have filed a cert petition before the Supreme Court in the Turco case that hopefully we will get granted cert on that and be able to fight for more rights of the sidewalk counselors before the Supreme Court. At the same time, it appears that the U.S. military is training people that these people we're fighting for at the Supreme Court may be domestic terrorists.
Right, except they have absolutely every right protected under the First Amendment to be sidewalk counselors, to be able to be sharing the truth with women as they enter a abortion clinic. And so, you know, you see the conflicting thing of these people, these pro-life advocates, they're not terrorists, and they have constitutional rights and protection, but the Department of Defense has been labeling them as terrorists. And, you know, we think, everybody thinks, well, with the Dobbs decision, the life issue kind of goes away. We won and no big deal. But we've been saying, you know, from the beginning, it's not, that is not the case. Right. We are fighting in every state with abortion laws and different things happening. And now we're having to fight because pro-lifers are being targeted as terrorists and by the Department of Defense, our own Department of Defense.
I mean, we're going to make sure those claims are what they look like, but man, they look rough. They look like you are probably, if you're watching this broadcast, you're being labeled by the Department of Defense as potentially a part of a terrorist group. And that's sad. We've seen that happen before, by the way, but maybe not this much like presented in a slideshow. It's usually in a government document. It's somehow, you know, in the swamp, in the deep state, there's some statement where they do this, where they label these groups. Usually it's not someone who put together crudely in Keynote, dragging all of these images and these logos and the license plates to say, look, make sure you look out for these kind of things. Currently, right now, though, we are in the middle of obviously major attacks on life, major attacks on people who believe in the protection of life, and that is why we have the Life and Liberty Drive happening right now. And I want to encourage you, as we head into this next segment, think about it, stop about it, pray about it, become a member, become an ACLJ supporter. One-time donation is totally fine, and all one-time donations and Champions donations are matched right now. So if you become a member of the ACLJ right now, your donation is dollar for dollar matched by another incredible supporter. So essentially, your gift becomes doubled, dollar for dollar. This is what the ACLJ does. We are involved in all levels of the fight for life, the fight for liberty. You heard about what we were doing right now. Just filed this, we're working on this FOIA request right now. That's this morning. That's getting a legal team ready this morning to get to work. And we can't have the best of the best without your support. So I encourage you right now, as we head into this segment, to make that donation. As your donations are doubled through the month of July, ACLJ.org. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Your voice. Next.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you: life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Champions aren't born. Champions are ordinary people just like you who choose to do the extraordinary, to go the extra mile, to do what is right no matter the cost. It can be a difficult choice, but one any of us can make, including you. You can make a difference. You can be a champion. The legal battles we fight and the victories we've won are only possible because of the support of ACLJ members like you. But many of our cases take not only weeks, but months and sometimes years. By setting up a monthly donation, ACLJ champions ensure we have the resources we need to take on these critical legal battles and win. By becoming a monthly donor, you become a champion of life, a champion of liberty, and a champion of freedom. Become an ACLJ champion today. Go to ACLJ.org/champion.
Welcome back to Secula. We are going to take your calls in this segment, which I love to do. One line's open right now, 1-800-684-3110. Give us a call. Let's go ahead and start things off. Let's go to Robert in California, who's an ACLJ champion and a viewer on Rumble, our favorite free speech platform. If you're not watching us on Rumble, it's a great place to be, a great community of people who chat. It's a lot of fun. Robert, you're on the air.
Good morning. I just wanted to say thank you for all you guys do, and I do miss your dad. I hope he's okay.
Yeah, he was on last week, so make sure you stay tuned. You know, he's not on as frequently, but he was on last week, and so make sure. Watch every day. You never know. So go ahead, though, Robert.
Okay. My question, is I'm more, I think it's more beneficial for Trump, for Biden to go continue running, because I think he's easier to beat than any other candidate that they might put up against him. And I just think, you know, that we all need to vote and we need to take 10 people with us to the polls.
Robert, it's the moral conundrum of the day. Okay. This is something I think we've all had here. Do I think you're right and that Donald Trump can likely beat President Biden? Yeah, I think you're probably right. I think that there's the best chance for Donald Trump to win by beating President Biden. However, it's still a very split country, and there's a good chance President Biden wins. I know you don't want to hear that, but look, there's just a good enough chance that President Biden or President Trump wins. It's almost 50-50. Now you're seeing now Trump potentially taking a major landslide victory just due to the freakout of the Democrats right now. But let's say we fast forward this 8 weeks, 10 weeks. Things have gotten better for Biden. Biden's figured out these new ways of strategy. They got smart people around him to try to amplify him. And then President Biden wins. And you truly think that this man is unfit to be president, physically, mentally, like is not well, that's a lot of power. We talked about Tulsi. That's a lot of strength to be putting into somebody that people don't believe in just because you think they're the people, you think he's the easiest person to beat. Because there's still a chance you lose. And what I'd like still is to have, now look, I'm not calling for President Biden to step down. I actually think it's pretty bad that his party is turning on him the way they are because the man won. They should have done this. If they wanted to do this, they should have done this 2 years ago, or at least a year ago, before the campaigns really got started. But I am nervous about this guy who is the president of the United States right now, when all of his party is saying is not mentally fit to be doing it, to be the person we are going to potentially put in control, even if we don't vote for him. I have voted for more losers than winners in my electoral life. Okay? I still would like my leader to be a good leader.
Right.
I would still like my leader to be a good president. Even if I disagree with them, I'd like them to at least be able to show up in China and have something to say, show up in Russia, deal what they need to do with the world is at stake.
Well, and here's the problem. We still have 117 days until the election. If it were a candidate that wasn't the sitting president, then sure, you want that candidate to remain because they can't really do anything. Yeah. But if he starts feeling like he's going to lose, as Tulsi was even referencing, yeah. The amount of power he has to try to shape the narrative in the world to be favorable to him winning is very alarming. And so you can't count that out. It may look great today and the polls look great today, but 117 days is a really long time and a lot of things can happen. So that's also, don't get complacent if you don't want Joe Biden to win.
Yeah.
You have to be vigilant and up until election day, be ready. And I think that's a warning everyone should heed.
Look, we'll see who President Trump decides to be his VP candidate. I think that's going to fuel a lot of people. There are a lot of people who I feel like right now are not motivated by President Trump. And maybe if he puts in a VP as a future of the party, maybe they do. Or maybe he picks wrong. And then that throws it all off. A lot can happen, as Will said. Let's go to Nick in Nevada on line two. Watching on YouTube, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My comment was, I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and he was saying that the articles of impeachment that AOC is bringing up, now the justices, the law was changed where the justices had to divulge these donations, and the justices were just following the law. Now, the donations in question were from people that had no interest in the court or any of the cases that were going on.
I mean, I think what the truth is, this is a political stunt.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. And as we've talked about, high crimes and misdemeanors are a very fungible term that you can mold into the image that you want it to. because it's a political process. And so therefore, you're probably correct. But also at the same time, it also doesn't matter. You can file impeachment, and if it was completely baseless and everyone in the House and everyone in the Senate jumped on board, they would still be impeached and removed from office. There's not really a recourse there.
Yep. All right, let's continue on. Let's go to Karen in Colorado on line four. Watch on the ACLJ app. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you so much. I pray for your ministry, and I pray that it continues.
Thank you so much.
I have a two-part question. If AOC said that the corruption spreads, Mr. Biden is letting American enemies in our southern border. Why can't we get him for treason? And secondly, do you think there's any chance Tim Scott will be the VP?
I think there's a chance. That name sort of feels like it's cooled a little, but that doesn't mean necessarily that we could be all thrown off. Who knows? I think he was certainly in the running at one point and probably is still on that list. Do I think Tim Scott is likely the choice? Probably not, and that's not anything against him. I like him a lot. I think it just feels like the momentum is not behind him right now. The names that we're hearing are obviously your Marco Rubios, you're hearing
J.D. Vance, and Doug Burgum.
And those are the ones that, I mean, I'm going to have to apologize to Doug Burgum for as much as I said. Who
knows? You've said some pretty nasty things, Logan.
Not nasty. I just said, who is this man?
I mean, some would consider that nasty.
I just didn't know who he was.
He's a sitting governor.
Of what state?
North Dakota.
Exactly. Okay. Sorry to our North Dakota listeners. I'm just kidding. All right. Let's move on. Let's go on. Oh, she asked about impeachment or treason. Here's the thing. We got an election in a few months here. Okay. You know how long that takes? How about just go vote? Vote how you feel. You know, try to do it that way. That's the way to do it right now. Tamara is calling in Texas. Tamara, watch on Facebook. You're on the air.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, and I am a champion. And
I would have put you up earlier. You didn't have to wait 23 minutes. Go ahead, though.
Oh, that's okay. You know, it's dangerous to put me on hold with all this information. My brain is going 90 miles an hour with all my opinions. No, AOC, she's ridiculous. And I think she's just throwing a temper tantrum because she is focused on getting Trump out of the way. And by them having the immunity passed, that really made her very mad. And she doesn't realize, though, that if they didn't give them immunity, that means Biden and Obama would be under investigation, and who knows what would happen to them as well.
Exactly. The immunity ruling was good for any future president and past president because it honestly was the right call. But also, it is curious that AOC didn't file an article of impeachment against Justice Jackson, who was appointed by President Biden, because, I mean, she did rule with the conservative majority on the Fisher case, which directly impacts some of President Trump's trials. So,
look, she's trying to clean up, you know, save some face here. She had that embarrassment in the Bronx with that massive loss and, of course, that ridiculous campaign event. And then you have a situation where, look, now New Jersey, just right over the border, New Jersey is now a potential win for Republicans, something I never thought I would say, but the polls are showing that there's a chance. Listen, we are here halfway through our Life and Liberty Drive. We got 25 seconds left. I encourage you right now, if you're watching on YouTube and Rumble, and you've been watching this show for a long time, support our work. Go to aclj.org, scan the QR code on your screen. If you are brand new, I encourage you, obviously, if you want to support, we'd love it. It's matched right now. It's incredible. All donations are effectively doubled. But if you're brand new, hit that subscribe button. Hit that thumbs up. We appreciate that a lot. Join us every day. We'll be right back tomorrow.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Sekulow. You've spoken, and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.